welcome to this fabulous, outstanding, very unique edition of Eyes Right Open Radio. Hi, friends. This is Carol Parisi, and I'm so excited because in the studio with me today, I have our friend Stephanie Trussell. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me to be part of your show. This is exciting.
Oh, thanks for just being available. And friends, hey, listen, go visit us at eyesrightopen.org, eyesrightopen.org. You could download your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, the Antifa handbook. And Victor's hiding away in a bunker today, trying to help preserve our
recharging
country.
Recharging his batteries, getting ready to support our president.
There's a lot going on, and we have some special guests coming on. We have Demetra Del Monte coming on, and we also have Oliver. Well, not really Oliver, but wait till you hear this. This is going to be awesome. And we're going to have some solutions. But Stephanie, you and I were talking before the show.
A lot.
A lot. And, you know, friends, Stephanie and I have had this sisterhood of radio ship for quite a while. And Stephanie hosted her own Stephanie Trussell show. And we've always, you know, had the same kind of vibe here, love for America. And Stephanie, I'm concerned.
Oh.
I'm concerned. We were talking before, and we were talking about in Georgia and how in Georgia, where, you know, we called it the vote just for Trump.
Right.
The vote came through and only...
With ballots, just one tick mark, and that was just for Trump.
Just
right.
for Trump. 818. Nothing down ballot. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I heard for Joe Biden, there was 95,801.
Wow.
Yes. And Steve Cortez actually wrote an article about this. And that's quite concerning to me. What is the likelihood of that, Stephanie?
I think it's, you know, you don't have to be one of those stat professionals to know that that's very unlikely. And, you know, I know you and I, we've probably interacted with a lot of people that are Biden supporters and voters. Well, they're not really Biden supporters.
They
just
Trump.
Anti-Trump.
Orange
right.
man bad.
And we can debate back and forth with them. But my question is, how across the board in these key swing states that they all decide to stop counting the vote when our president was up? They just simultaneously, this is just, we're supposed to believe it wasn't a joint effort that they just decided, oh, we're tired, we're going to stop the vote. We have to ask these questions. And that's a very good, you know, reason to say, hey, something doesn't smell right here.
You know, and you know something, it doesn't take a rocket scientist,
no.
but you know what it takes? It takes an honest and open-minded person. I don't care if you voted for Joe Biden.
Right.
Truly, I don't care if you hate Donald Trump. This is not Democrat, Republican. This is against all people. This is voter suppression at the highest level. And you know what? If you're going to be dishonest and say, oh, no, this is just Trump supporters and Trump trying
not accepting the results. And if he legitimately, legally won, they should be happy and say, you know what? Let it play out. And then we'll see. So what are you trying to hide? Why are you so upset? And back in 2000, Gore had three little counties in one state and he was allowed 30 something days to play it out.
Yes.
So don't tell us that we have to just accept it right away.
He was the perpetual litigant, and it became to a point. You know what I find to be interesting? And we've got Demetra Del Monte that's going to come on, and she's going to talk a lot about insider baseball. So, friends, you want to stay right there. You want to buckle in because this is going to blow your mind. But I guess what I find to be interesting, I heard this morning, it was yesterday morning, that now because of mail-in ballots coming in, Jim Oberweis isn't up anymore.
I tell you, those dreaded mail-in ballots. I mean, it's just so ridiculous how they told us that you can't go outside, your head will explode, you have to vote, you know, mail-in ballots. And then, you know, we, the patriots and the people that love this country, we love going into those polling places on election day. We get our sticker and we're so proud.
I voted.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And then the CDC came out the last minute and said, you know what, oh, you can go out. Even if you have COVID symptoms, just wrap up and do whatever, bring your own pen. They kept changing it. That this mail-in process, it shouldn't take 6, 7, 8 weeks of voting. Voting is supposed to be something so important to you that you take that day, you make sure you can go. And it's
Absolutely.
Rare that you cannot vote on election day. It's rare that those situations where somebody's out of the country or out of the state. But just to make it part of the process so you can vote early. And what is this with this, Carol, where they get these ballots in, but they don't count them right away?
Well, you know what? The military ballots in Pennsylvania were discarded. And then in Michigan, the machines were changing votes. So, and you know what? Maybe some of this is hyperbole. Maybe some of this stuff is tinfoil hat. But friends, we've got Demetra DeMonte on with us. And Demetra, are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay, so you heard Stephanie and I doing a little chick chat here, and how much of what we're saying is truth, and how much of this is just crazy right wing conspiracy, and we're just trying to go ahead
grasping at straws here,
and prevent Kamala Harris from being president, and Joe Biden from being president.
No,
sorry,
you said it right the first time.
I know.
We're not talking right wing conspiracy stuff. I mean, I'm hearing so much. In fact, the RNC is going to be having a conference call this afternoon for all the members. So I am sure that we are going to be getting more information. But, you know, it's interesting, you know, what you're saying about mail-in ballots. Just a one little incident that's right here in Illinois. Just to show how our voter rolls are so bad. I, in addition to being national committee woman, I am a precinct captain, precinct committeeman in my precinct in Shields Township in Lake County. I decided to write a letter out. And so I contacted the right people, and I got two different lists, compared the lists, sent out. Okay, I sent out about 100, I don't have the number in front of me, maybe 130 letters. You know, 30 letters came back. No address to be forwarded. And these are the latest up-to-date lists. I mean, our voter rolls are so horrible. Mm-hmm. That's why these people have got multiple ballots. I've got a cousin in Greece who has told me that he's got friends here in America who received 2 and 3 ballots. Look, it is totally out of hand, totally out of hand. I will just give you just a few instances that I've actually heard of. Okay, and I'm going to actually read from some of this.
Demetra, could you tell our listeners who you are? Because if they don't know you, they really need to get to know you. You were the secretary for the whole RNC, correct?
I was, that's correct. Okay.
National.
National, right? I'm the National Committee Woman for Illinois. What that means, briefly, is without patting myself on the back, I'm the highest elected political woman in the state. Okay, I'm not talking about a state rep or a state senator, but politically, I'm the highest elected woman. I just was elected to my 4th term, which in the state of Illinois is amazing, because to all you patriots and conservatives out there, I am one of you.
Yes,
and
you are.
And yet I am still elected, and they could not find anybody to run against me. No, gosh, boy, did they try. But, and it's because I do my job, and I try to be fair to everyone. But anyway, but I am one of 3 people here in the state of Illinois that represents Illinois at the national level. The other 2 would be the state chairman, Tim Schneider, and my counterpart, who is Richard Porter, who is a national committeeman. But we represent you guys nationally. Now, I was the secretary of the RNC. I was elected to 2 terms a couple years back. So I'm very, very much involved in this. And I do get insider stuff, obviously, insider information.
And
so
you're going to share
that's
that.
That's kind of where I'm at.
And you're going to share that with our listeners.
I actually contacted the RNC because my good friend Carol asked me to be on this program. So I thought, all right, let me get the latest scuttlebutt. Now, this is from yesterday. I'm sure there's probably new stuff. But, okay, there are some wins. In the state of Pennsylvania, we actually won a legal case. Let me see what it says here. A huge victory for election integrity. The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania sided with the RNC and Donald Trump in the challenge to challenge the unlawful deadline extension for absentee voters to provide a missing proof of identification. Now, that is a big deal. in Pennsylvania. Now, as long as I'm talking about Pennsylvania, let me see what else I have on Pennsylvania.
Demetra, oh, sure. I really want you to unpack this. We only have about a minute left here, but what sure. I want to ask you one question. Before we go to break, what can our listeners do? And then we're going to come back, and then I'd want to unpack this thing about this threat to free speech. So what could our listeners do?
Well, right now, truly, just be ready just in case we're asked to protest. I don't know if that is going to be happening.
Okay.
And there may be a need for volunteers. I've actually put out a request to find out. So maybe there may be a volunteer situation regarding some of these recounts.
Okay. You know what?
No, that's a possibility.
Friends, we've got Demetra Demonte with us. In studio, I have our friend Stephanie Trussell with me. We have got a great show for you here today. And I do want to give a shout out to Maria, Frank, and Mary. And thank you for listening. And friends, you want to visit us at eyesrightopen.org, eyesrightopen.org. You want to download that Constitution because your Constitution is being violated. Your First Amendment rights are being suppressed as we speak. And you want to sit right there because Demetra's going to tell you things that you won't hear anywhere else. You're only going to hear them right here at Eyes Right Open Radio. Any questions? Email us at info@eyesrightopen.org. Don't go away. Well, no, we won't back down here at Eyes Right Open Radio, and neither should you, fellow patriots. This is Carol Parisi in studio today with me. I have Stephanie Trussell. Hey, Stephanie.
Hello.
And this is a great show, friends. You're listening to Eyes Right Open Radio. Please visit us at eyesrightopen.org, eyesrightopen.org. Get your Constitution while it's still available. Get to learn those rights before we lose them. But online, we have our friend, and I'm just going to say something. I've known Demetra now for over 10 years, and Demetra has been part of the Republican Party. Not a swamp creature, friends. Demetra loves the grassroots. Demetra is a person of integrity, honesty, and she is one of us. She is a fabulous, and I Demetra, you are such a role model for women, and it's such a privilege and honor to have you on with us today. And friends, Demetra, how do people, you've been writing some stuff on Illinois Review. How do people like get those articles? Because they're very important.
Okay, right. Well, thank you, Carol. I am getting reports from the Republican National Committee. They update members. When I get that information, or if there's a conference call, and we're having those, in fact, I mentioned earlier, there's going to be one this afternoon, I like to do reports so our people know what is going on. They have a right to know what is going on. So if people want to go on LNR Review, I believe that I have at least two reports on there. There's also an interview that I did on WGN 2 nights ago talking about voter fraud and talking about what is the big rush here. Why are we forcing the president to concede when Al Gore took 37 days to concede? So there is absolutely no rush. But you know what? Do you want to go through the swing states, Carol? I could tell you
yes.
specifically information that I have. Okay, as I mentioned, I think to you on the break, regarding Pennsylvania, a few things. We actually had a victory in court where now we challenged the secretary in Pennsylvania over his unlawful deadline extension for absentee voters. So now they will no longer be able I'm going to read this here.
Okay.
Secretary Booker rewrote Pennsylvania Election Code to move the deadline to provide missing proof of identification for absentee voters. The RNC and Trump filed a lawsuit challenging this. And the court enforced the proper statutory deadline and ordered that those ballots be segregated and not be counted. So that is a very good thing. Okay.
What does all that mean? What does that mean to our listeners and to the voters?
Well, it means that if these absentee ballots came in later than they were supposed to, according to previous law, they can't be counted. These people in these swing states are doing everything that they can to add votes to Joe Biden. Another thing going on in Pennsylvania, dead people are voting. Of course, for those of us in Chicago, that's nothing new.
Nothing new. But, yeah,
we're quite familiar with that.
We're going to have a whole segment on the voting dead here, right, Debbie?
Yeah, on the voting dead. Yeah. But also in Pennsylvania. Okay, now, we were talking earlier about how things in Georgia just did not come together. We're nearly 100,000 ballots with only Joe Biden's name and only 800 for Trump. Okay, so that is what you would call something that is kind of suspicious, okay? Well, in Pennsylvania, okay, now typically mail-in ballots typically reject 1 to 3% of the ballots. Now, in situations where it's new, where it's something brand new, it's 3% or more. In New York, 21% of mail-in ballots were rejected. But guess what happened in Pennsylvania? Only 0.03%. were rejected. Right there. That just does not make any sense. Yeah.
Numerically and statistically, and I'm not a mathematician, the likelihood of this just seems so non-existent.
Absolutely. No, it is non-existent. And also, in a county in Pennsylvania, Montgomery County, apparently Biden is way, way more popular than Obama ever was. Okay. In 2016, Obama in that county got 59,000 votes. And the ever popular, never seen Biden received 131,000 votes.
Oh, my God.
From his basement.
Right. Never having to leave.
I know. I mean, come on. I mean, look. I mean, you cannot say definitely there's fraud, but this is so out of the realm for any person of any intellect. It does not make any sense at all. Now, you also alluded to Michigan. There's all kinds of stuff there. Their software, I guess, it was just a mistake. But they switched votes from Republicans to Democrats.
A Democrat. Yeah. I just have to say something. How come the intellectual honesty of the left is so... It's just not there. Because if the tables were turned...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I mean, Stephanie, we were talking about if the tables were turned, what would happen?
It would be uproar. They would be vocal. But you know what you're doing is so important, Demetra, because if people are watching just the lame mainstream media, left-wing media, what they keep saying is that there's no evidence of voter fraud. And and if people don't know where to get this, and they're thinking, well, maybe it's just in my mind, but you're sharing some important information that most people are not aware of. They don't know where to go and look for this stuff. This is unbelievable. How come every time there's a glitch, it always seems to go in their favor?
Yeah.
Well, look, you said, why are the Democrats the way they are? I think they must be great readers. They must have read Machiavelli, because the end justifies the means.
Yep.
I think it's as simple as that. Because
is that Solomonsky
their end
or is that Machiavelli?
Right. Because their end, it doesn't make any difference what they do to get to the end. Because what they're going to do is so very, very important and so much, much better than us. Okay, I'm going to give you more information on Michigan. Okay, here.
Okay.
Okay, we just filed a lawsuit in Michigan. Okay, we have got witnesses with accounts of irregularities, incompetence, okay, unlawful vote counting. Okay, the suit relies on affidavits from witnesses who say they saw the following. Election officials counting ineligible ballots, counting batches of the same ballots multiple times, counting illegal late ballots and predating them, accepting ballots deposited in drop boxes after the deadline, and duplicating ballots illegally. It also documents how Wayne County, this is in Michigan, used faulty ballot tabulators and miscounted votes for President Trump as votes for Biden. That's what I was talking to you about, the software glitches. Look, these are horrible, horrible things. We've got evidence. We've got signed affidavits. These people, I mean, if you sign something like this, you're not going to lie. I mean, you're not going to lie.
Well, Demetra, so, I have a question for you. Wasn't there somebody, the mailman, and we got a couple minutes, didn't he go ahead and speak under oath and he lost his job? Wasn't that in Pennsylvania?
Yes, but you know what? I don't know what is up to date on that. I had heard that he made a statement, then I had heard supposedly he had recanted, then I heard that was a bunch of baloney. He did not recant.
Okay.
So I am not sure. I'm hopeful that I'm going to be getting more information this afternoon on our phone call, upstate information.
So this is Intern County in Michigan. 6,000 votes changed from Republican to Democrat, and that's under that Dominion software, correct?
Sure. Yes.
Is it true 47 counties in Michigan actually use that Dominion software? That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, that I'm not certain, but I did hear it. Here again, I'm not positive, but I've been told, or I've heard, I should say, that the servers are not even here in America.
Oh, nothing to see here. Right. Are they in China by any chance?
I don't know. I don't know if it's China. I don't know. But look, there are so many, 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 many things here. This is just outrageous. Now, look, as a Chicagoan, look, we're used to this.
This is every day for us. This is, part of the course.
This is just over the top, horrible stuff.
Demetra, you know what? I want to hear about our president, but you know what? We're going to go to a hard break. Can you stay with us? Because I know there's a lot more. We want to talk about a lot of other states. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Friends, you are listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. This is Carol Parisi. In studio with me today is Stephanie Trussell, and I'm so excited on the phone. We have Demetra Damonte, and you're going to hear things here at Eyes Wide Open that I promise you won't hear anywhere else. We're going to talk about all of these states, voter fraud, Dominion software. Buckle in, call friends and family, and go visit us at eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org. Any questions, please email us at info@eyeswideopen.org. This is Carol Parisi. Stephanie Trussell and I are here. You want to stay right there. Don't want to miss a thing here at Eyes Wide Open. Welcome back to Eyes Wide Open Radio. This is Carol Parisi, and in studio with me today is Stephanie Trussell. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, it's so great to be here. You have the best bumper music, by the way.
Well, that's Debbie, our producer.
But going.
Hey, friends, visit us at eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org. And also online, we have Demetra Damonte with us, because you know what? The American people deserve a free and fair election. So, Demetra, during the break, we were talking about some states, like Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, that could possibly be in question. With your inside line, what are the states that you're hearing about so our listeners could focus in on, and what are the states that the recounts are really going to happen in, and what's the likelihood of things potentially changing?
Okay, now, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to get more up-to-date information this afternoon, but from what I understand right now, Pennsylvania definitely is in the mix. There's no doubt about that. Georgia, obviously, because they're having a recount right now, we've got a real good chance of getting Georgia. My God, that is a red state.
Right.
That is ours.
Sure.
That would be shocking. Michigan is another one. Also, Wisconsin is definitely
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. That's what I'm hearing. You know, we will see. Look, Carol, the amount of corruption is just unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now, Arizona, I actually looked online during our break, and Biden's votes he's increasing his votes. So I'm not sure what's going to be happening in Arizona. And I don't know what's happening in Nevada, but the corruption there, led by Harry Reid, by the way, our good old friend Harry Reid.
Still led by Harry Reid? Is he still involved
behind
over
the
there?
Scenes, behind the scenes.
Oh, my God, is he ever.
Mm-hmm. Dirty Harry, got it. Okay.
No, so he's absolutely there. But look, the game is not over. It's not over.
Good.
So, Demetra, I know that we've talked about some of these, this Dominion and these voters, these ballots changing. What else? I mean, I guess in Wisconsin. Now, what's it looking like in Wisconsin? Do you think there is a chance the Cheddar Curtain could go ahead and flip red?
That's a possibility. When I had information a couple of days ago, now things changed so rapidly. Let me see, but I thought that Wisconsin was one of those that we were actually thinking about going in for a recount. So things are going to be happening. Look, if I had to have a leader in this situation, who better than Donald Trump?
Yeah, he's a fighter.
This
New
guy,
York fighter.
He is a fighter. Yeah. He is not going to go down.
No, he's not.
I mean, as you know, Carol, and my people on the radio don't know this, but I'm of Greek descent, and I'll tell you, my family were near Sparta. I'm telling you, this guy is a Spartan. He is either coming back with his shield, in victory, or he's going to be on it. There is no other way for this.
And here's the thing, he's not going to go away, Demetra.
Oh, yeah, no matter what the results are, will. He's a movement, a force in all himself. Without the Republican Party, he has awakened people. Yeah. Never in our lifetimes have we seen someone that's so fired up, that has inspired so many people just to wear that stupid hat, which I have several, and just what he's been able just to make people realize that this is so important. And what's at stake here is our everything that our Constitution is built on, our rights to make sure my vote is validated, and not canceled out by some illegal votes. And really quick, what can regular people do? People sitting at home, they're listening to us, and they're in a state like Illinois where it didn't matter. You know it's going to go deep blue anyway. But should they be contacting people in Springfield, D.C., saying, hey, we want our voices heard? What can regular people do? Maybe send Trump legal fund, $5 or something?
Well, I have something here, too, but we'll talk about that because I have some solutions.
Okay.
But to send President Donald J. Trump care of the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and every registered voter send snail mail demanding a full audit of all 50 states. I got that as an email. Demetra, would that be a solution if people
Possibly. Hey, you know what? I'm actually looking at my notes here. I've got some more information.
Okay.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. They had a turnout of 84%.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Literally unbelievable.
Now, it is. In a similar city, demographics very, very similar, which is in Cincinnati, they had 51%.
In Milwaukee are woke. I guess they all just got up and they're just...
What I heard too? More 90-year-olds voted than anything and registered to vote last minute. A lot of these 90-year-olds, more than ever.
Somehow got inspired.
Sure, Oh, they got inspired at the very, very last minute. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know better.
So what, we got about 10 seconds. Voter fraud. What do you know about the voter fraud that in the nursing homes? Is it stunning there? Because when I did some recounting back in the day, it was horrible what we found in the nursing homes, how they take advantage.
You know what? That I do not know. Okay. And with COVID, they may not have been able to go into the nursing homes.
What I love about you? You're not bloviating any BS. You're
right.
You just want to give facts that you can back up. Right.
I love it.
You know what? And that's what we give here, friends, at Eyes Wide Open Radio. Just the facts. We try to tell you the truth. We try to do our due diligence because we stand for we the people, the Constitution. And you know what? We, the American people, deserve free and fair elections, and we got to fight for that. So you don't want to go away. We have a lot more coming up with Demetra here in the next few minutes. And this is Carol Parisi and Stephanie Trussell today in studio. Please visit me at eyesrightopen.org, eyesrightopen.org. Want to hear from you at info@eyesrightopen.org. This is Carol Parisi and Stephanie Trussell. Don't go away. Promise Demetra will be right back. You don't want to miss a thing. Welcome back to Eyes Wide Open Radio, friends. This is Carol Parisi. In studio with me today is Stephanie Trussell. We want to thank you for joining us. We'd like to invite you to eyeswideopen.org. That's eyeswideopen.org. Download your Constitution Bill of Rights. Antifa handbook, Rules for Radicals. We may need those Rules for Radicals because the left is projecting some big things here, the way that they're trying to say Joe Biden is president-elect. You know, Demetrio Damonte's online with us. And Demetrio, I remember the other day we were talking about the malfeasance of the mainstream media calling Joe Biden president-elect. Is he president-elect?
No, he is not president-elect.
But
when I went on my television interview with WGN, the interviewer said, I take exception to your letter where you say that the media coronated Biden. And and my response with a smile was, way prematurely, mm-hmm. said that Biden won Arizona. And it's like, come on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, guys. Well, no, it is not over. It's
right, because what states haven't certified their votes yet. So
well,
that's, you know.
They have not certified.
What's stunning to me? The couple things. First, do you remember how they were pressing President Trump? Well, if you don't win, will you cede this election? I mean, they were setting the table for all of this perception
baked in the
stuff.
Cake, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I was in one of the grocery stores and I walked by they still sell newspapers. I couldn't believe it. One of our local newspapers had a great big saying, Hail to the Veep, picture of Kamala Harris with her arms out wide, full color picture, Hail to the Veep. What we're doing is very dangerous, in my opinion, because we are projecting to the willfully and woefully ignorant mm-hmm. that really don't want to unpack the truth here, that Biden is president and Kamala Harris is a historic vice presidential woman.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, if these things do change,
what's going to happen? Right. Mm-hmm. It'll look like we undid this just, you know, it was stolen
uh-huh.
from him. And then you know what that side of the aisle does. Will be boarded up and, you know, things will be burned. Even when our president won 4 years ago, legally, fair and square, Facebook's reminding me that cities were boarding up. There were people in the streets and the highway. I forgot all about that. I gave them grace and forgot how they reacted to his legitimate win. So, Demetrio, what's going to happen if once this historical, since they've decided that he is our vice president, how are we going to undo this if the truth prevails that our president is Donald J. Trump?
As you said, the states have got to certify the votes. Let's wait and see what happens with that. Pennsylvania may very well go to the Supreme Court. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't know if Biden can win without Pennsylvania. I don't know.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Look,
mm-hmm. Good to
I am not sure. And there are other states. Look, at the bettors in Las Vegas. Many of them have not paid out yet to Biden. To Biden supporters. It's a 12.5% chance that President Trump is going to win. Now, look at the perception isn't just bad here; it's bad around the world. They're seeing these people aren't fools. Mm-hmm. They look online. They see the questions about corruption.
Right.
They're wondering if this is happening in America.
Well,
America, is this horrible? Absolutely horrible. So, look at there. We still have opportunity. It is an uphill battle. I will say that, but it ain't over.
Okay.
If we had anybody who, he is the man that I would want with me in this sort of battle.
In the trenches. That's
Amen.
What you want with you.
Well, you know what? Even Justice Alito came out yesterday saying our First Amendment is under threat.
Yep.
And this is stunning because we are a constitutional republic. We hold nothing more valuable than our truths that are self-evident, that all men and women are created equal and endowed by a creator. And free and fair elections are intrinsic to this great constitutional republic of ours, Demetrio. And it's stunning to me that everybody, including the swamp, including the media, including Farcebook, and all this nonsense is trying to project a perception other than a free and fair election. So I want to thank you, Demetrio, for joining us today on Eyes Right Open Radio. Demetrio, how do folks hear from you again? What can they do to
follow
keep
you
up
and
with
keep
you
and to be inspired by the facts that you're willing to give us?
Right. Well, you know what? I am finding it's easy for me to contact Eleanor Review.
Okay.
Because typically, if I give them reports, they will print the reports.
Oh, awesome.
I obviously send out reports to leadership in Illinois, but you're not going to be getting those sorts of things. I also want to tell you that, look, at as I keep saying, that lady hasn't done yet. There are going to be rallies even here in Illinois.
Okay.
On November the 15th, there's going to be one in, let me see here, a parking lot of Cermak Woods on Ogden and Lyons. And that is at between 8 and 9:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Also in Schaumburg on 1200 North Meacham from 11 to 4, there's going to be Stop the Steal. Then in the corner of our Leaving House and Bicefield Roads in Elk Grove Village, there's Stop the Steal, November 15th, tomorrow, between 11 and 4. And then on November the 22nd, a Stop the Steal rally, Charlestown Mall, in on North Avenue in St. Charles from 11 to 4.
Wow.
So, I mean, go out and
That's
support
awesome.
The president.
Even in deep blue Illinois. How exciting.
Thank you, Demetra.
Right.
Thank you for joining
You're
us,
welcome.
Friends. Thank you for joining us, friends. And this is Eyes Right Open Radio. You don't want to miss a thing. You want to stay right here. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to get a list of those locations because you want to show up, stand up, and speak up for liberty because our First Amendment is under threat. And you want to learn from that at eyesrightopen.org. You can get our Constitution and our Bill of Rights right here at Eyes Right Open Radio. Go to eyesrightopen.org. We'd love to hear from you at info@eyesrightopen.org. This is Carol and Stephanie. We'll be right back.
We got to pray. Like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight. We can't give up. We can't give in. Till God blesses America.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting chills. This
Isn't
is awesome.
That awesome? Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby. That is like, that is song is,
who
we got to pray.
Who is that?
Who is that, Debbie? I sent it to you yesterday,
I need to
James.
Put that on my list.
It's on, I play it on my Awaken to Empowerment podcast
okay.
every day. It's actually on the Awaken America website.
Mm-hmm.
James, Tommy James, maybe? And the Shondells? No, I don't know. anyway, friends, you're listening to Eyes Right Open Radio, and this is Carol Parisi. In studio with me today is Stephanie Trussell, and that song is great. We will. It is, if you go to awakenamerica.us, you could see it on there, and there's a lot of really good stuff on there. But we just had Demetra DeMonte on with us, and we're talking about some of this voter fraud. But here's the deal. You know what? Perception, Stephanie, mm-hmm. is the name of the game of
right.
politics. And if you support our president, besides getting on your knees, on your face before our God, our creator, and asking God to please make America great again and let us get the truth, you could show up to some of these rallies. And now this will be tomorrow, Sunday, November 15th. In Lyons at a parking lot of, what is it called?
Cermak Woods.
Cermak Wood Lyons. That's on Ogden Avenue. That's from 8 to 9:30. And then there's two.
8:30 to 9:30. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's two in the northwest suburbs from 11 to 4. One is on Beesterfield and Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove. And then the other one is also in from 11 to 4. And that's Macy's Furniture Lot in Schaumburg, right there on Golf, I think it is, and Meacham. And that's where the old Macy's Furniture Store is. And friends, also November 22nd, Charlestown Mall in St. Charles from 11 to 4. And those are the Stop the Steal rallies.
So important. That's...
Yes. And Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots is part of that. I was looking at Mother Jones and they were talking about how radical, the right-wing radicals are starting something called Stop the Steal. And Facebook actually took off the Stop the Steal Facebook page. And you know what they did? They went ahead and posted gay communists for socialism. They allowed that.
They will never stop that. They'll never ban that. But exactly. So isn't that something where they're so obvious now when they target conservative right of center groups and they're not even shy about it now.
Well, you know what? Samuel Alito, one of our Supreme Court justices, is saying our First Amendment is under threat.
Completely.
So, friends, this is Eyes Right Open Radio. please, please, you want to stay with us because we have a whole nother hour coming around the bend here, and we've got a lot more to unpack. We've got some really great things we're going to talk about. Hey, Stephanie, Lori Lightfoot wants to cancel Thanksgiving.
Of course. She's made a list of all the reasons you can go outside, and so food, work, medicine. But she did include pot stores. So, but you think you can go out to the pot stores? Will they be open? Because that's essential, right?
Essential. Right. Absolutely. Okay. And you know what? If all of a sudden Trump is actually named as president, certified as president, guess what?
Unless, what's going to happen?
A peaceful protest. Maybe she'll be out there with her little microphone.
Exactly. Those are always exempt, the peaceful, mostly peaceful protests.
Mostly peaceful protests. Right. Hey, friends, you're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. This is Carol Parisi. In studio with me today is Stephanie Dressel. And we've got a whole nother hour. We have got a very special guest coming around the corner. We're going to talk about something light and happy.
Oh, we need it.
And family and faith. And it's going to be great. We have my friend Todd who, well, you know what? You're going to want to stay right there. You don't want to miss it because you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is a really good solution, especially for our upcoming holiday season because of the repression from the left is crazy. Anyway, this is Carol Parisi. You're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. Stephanie Trussell and I are going to be back here. You don't want to miss a thing. You want to stay right there. We have a whole nother hour. Love to hear from you at info@eyeswideopen.org. info@eyeswideopen.org. Go get your constitution while we still have it. Learn your rights. And that's at eyeswideopen.org. eyeswideopen.org. You want to stay there? Don't want to miss a thing. Lots more to come at Eyes Wide Open Radio. Hey, 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 welcome and welcome back to this great edition of Eyes Wide Open Radio. For those that you are joining us, would like to welcome you here and thank you for those of you who are staying with us. This is Carol Parisi. In studio with me today is Stephanie Trussell. And hi, Steph.
Hey, so excited to be here. Wonderful day.
This is awesome. And a couple things. I want to do a little housekeeping. First of all, friends, go visit us at eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org. I'd like to wish my baby brother a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday, David. I didn't do that. And then Teresa, hope you call me. I met this great godly gal in the store the other day. She was looking for history books on our country, and I highly suggested David Barton for her. So, Teresa, if you're listening, hello. And then I want to thank Maria and Mary and Frank for listening and appreciate you and appreciate all of you listeners. And friends, if you have anything you want to share with us, please visit us at info@eyeswideopen.org, info@eyeswideopen.org, because there's a lot going on. But gosh, I got to say, Stephanie, it was great having Demetra.
Oh, she is a dynamo. This is exciting.
Yes.
And again, she's some light in this darkness of just hopelessness that what we're doing is for naught. And she is so dedicated to bringing us facts about what's really happening in these efforts across our country to have the true vote be counted.
And she is a woman of honesty and integrity. And she's a Republican.
Right.
So there, even though she's a Republican and she's been, quote unquote, in the establishment, she's different. She embraces the grassroots and she means what she says and says what she means, and she's a woman of integrity, and that's so admirable.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And Stephanie, you know, but during the break, you and I were talking. We're a demographic here. We're the suburban moms.
Right, the group that supposedly didn't like our president, right.
And Stephanie, you're African American,
right.
And I'm of Italian descent. There's a lot going on there, too, if you ever did any of that ancestry.
Especially, I watched this Frank Sinatra, his documentary, his dedication to civil rights. And I think about what would Frank Sinatra say today about them taking down statues of Columbus? Because he was dedicated to the black community and making sure we had rights. But at the same time, watching these people take down, I would just love to have heard where he would have stood on this side of the issue, because he was very on the front line to making sure Sammy Davis and all those people got the same rights as everyone else.
But you know
he
what?
Was real.
You know what, sister?
Mm-hmm.
We're one race. We're a human race.
Yes, yes.
We are endowed by our creator.
Yes.
We are all created in his image.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't look at our color or our, is it called gender or sex now? What do we call this now?
We'll have to call Nancy Pelosi. She'll tell us the latest.
Okay. But Stephanie, you know, I'm just very concerned about what's going on, because if there is a Biden presidency, Which I don't think
I
will last.
At the thought. Right. Well, that would last to about Valentine's Day.
It's not going to last very long.
Not at all.
The poor man, my father
Come
had to.
Man.
God bless his heart.
I mean, I don't know. He might be harder to get rid of than what they think. They may think he may step down, but he's like, wait a minute, I've been wanting this for years, and I'm finally here. He may not be as easy to replace as people might think.
Well, but
he is.
Who knows? Maybe they'll go ahead and do what they did. The swamp creatures right. might go ahead and resurrect
let those
the,
charges with
the Hunter Biden
yeah,
laptop.
Yeah, like suddenly,
then.
Right. Right, mm-hmm. exactly. Who knows?
And then Kamala Harris, which is she's a beautiful woman.
Right.
She's gorgeous. She's
right.
stunning to look at.
We won't take that away from her, right?
No. But Stephanie, you're a woman. I'm a woman. Are you not totally embarrassed on how she handled herself during her career?
Right.
And where are the feminists?
Exactly. Does the National Organization of Women, does that even still exist? Because what her launch to the top, her climb to the top, wasn't like about strong women using what talents they have and their intelligence and
exactly.
decorum. It seemed more like those casting couches from the 40s and 50s with starlets mm-hmm. coming to Hollywood.
And nobody's talking about
nope,
that, Stephanie.
Care. Forgiven. That's okay.
Yeah. And right. you know what? I mean, you know what? If you like someone, you're trying. That's different.
Right.
But clearly, she is someone who will do anything for power.
Right.
Mm. And it's despicable,
it
and
is.
It's disgusting. And I'm as a woman, I am totally insulted. And you know something? We just had a very strong woman of integrity
right.
on, somebody that has leadership skills. Mm-hmm. I love strong women,
right,
man.
Right. We loved our new Supreme Court Justice,
oh,
ACB.
Come on now.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
Just a woman of character and everything. But when the left wants to tear you down, they would use whatever. But when they want to pump up someone on their side, they'll just forgive all these indiscretions. And
it's
nothing about
disgusting.
Her history is secret. We're not revealing anything that everyone
right.
doesn't know.
Right.
She was, you know, the gentleman, the...
married Willie
right,
Brown.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was quite honest with it. There's articles been written about it.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing new.
Disgusting.
It is. It's really sad.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be like Kamala's. Just saying.
Well said. You couldn't have said it any better than that. Exactly.
You know, I know. Do you have daughters or you just
yes,
have sons?
I have
sons?
One. I have okay. one daughter, yes.
You know what? You want to teach your daughter to be a
strong
woman.
Exactly.
But be a woman. And use your femininity to your...
Embrace it.
Yes.
You're right. But not to the point where you're, you know, the push-up bra from Victoria's Secret is trying to get a promotion. You know,
come
and with a tight
now.
Pencil skirt. That's not the kind of things we're talking about.
And I got to tell you, I like those things where we talked about
there's
that
not a
off
problem
air.
With those. Exactly. But, you know, it's so important in this Me Too kind of environment when people say, 100 years ago, this guy winked at me. And I think that my mother raised me, my sister and I to be this way. If someone makes an inappropriate whatever toward you, especially in a business setting, you know how to shut it down. You don't wait 30 years.
Come
and you shut it down right then. I'm uncomfortable and you're confident and you're not, you know, so sensitive that somebody can't say good morning. To you, but at a certain point when you know when you feel uncomfortable and you address it.
Well, you know what, Stephanie, I find to be interesting. The same people that are talking about some of this uncomfortable stuff, if a man says to you, you look lovely in that outfit,
right.
that's sexual harassment,
right.
are supporting Kamala Harris.
Right, exactly. It just doesn't. They're so good at being on both sides of any issue. That's what they do best. And it's just the fact that they get away with it. That's
if
what blows me away.
If it wasn't for double standards, they'd have no standards.
Exactly. And we're accustomed to that in Deep Blue Illinois, we hear it all the time. And the same thing with Madigan, and we can go down local politics. There's never a dull moment. We could never come on the air at any point and say there's nothing to talk about, especially when you're in Illinois. Are you kidding me? Local, state issues, it's always something. But yeah, we'll see. It's just, you know, we're still praying. We're still hoping that the right will, whatever the legal vote number is,
yes.
we want legal votes to be counted.
Yes, it's, the American people do deserve a free and fair election,
just,
period. That's our First Amendment right.
And even Biden supporters should want that. They want him to have a victory. They want him to have a just victory, a victory that wasn't stolen
Absolutely.
Without any kind of suspicion. You want him to win fair and
Absolutely.
Clear. So why not? Let's take it. How many days did Gore get? Over 30?
Yeah,
let's
37.
Just do it in one state.
You know what? If he was a leader, if he was a true leader,
right.
he would stand up for truth and justice.
Exactly.
And he would say the American people deserve deserve a free and fair election. I will not embrace any of this until the American people have spoken, because I'm president and I want to represent all Americans.
That the right number
will.
But you know, we're supposed to believe everything that we believe, we know about campaigning is a lie. Trump campaigned tirelessly, 5 rallies a day. Mm-hmm. This man stayed in his basement. We're supposed to believe that campaigning and reaching voters doesn't count anymore. Somehow he can get more votes than Obama from his basement.
And you notice they use this whole COVID thing. I'm going to put a tinfoil hat on.
All right, just for a minute. Okay.
Okay. Put tinfoil hat time, ladies and gentlemen. Stephanie and Carol, I'm going to tell you.
Let's strap it on.
I think a lot of this is manipulated. Mm-hmm. A lot of this was
it's a plandemic.
Created a plandemic. Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Stephanie, you know what I heard? A lot of these women, like this Ilhan Jihad Omar and all the squad, all of them, you know what they did? They interviewed them like a casting call. And who could ever read the talking points the best?
And that's who got supported.
That's how they got supported. And that's how they got this new one that's in Missouri. Oh. I forgot her name. But you know what, friends? Our country is being taken away from us.
It is.
Samuel Alito said our First Amendment is under threat.
And this is not like we're being crazy and lunatic. No, this is every day you see it, that we're targeted. If you're right of center, you're being shut down on social media, and people are going to Parler. And I'm still, and I are still trying to figure out how to navigate Parler. But it's going to be to the point we won't have anywhere to speak freely without being sanctioned.
Well, and you know what? Friends, you know what? Show up to some of these rallies. Oh, we just talked about them in Schaumburg, and
you just meet the best people at these rallies. And God, like you talk about people that you meet out in the street, God will put the most amazing people in your path. And especially when they're patriots in a state like Illinois, where it's so few and far between, you run into someone that believes what you believe. But it's just such a great time. Just go to those events, just if you need to be inspired, just if you feel like, oh my goodness, the media is telling us it's all over. Go and meet some amazing people.
Do it before the governor shuts us down.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what, Stephanie, you know what, we're going to have Thanksgiving coming up, and sorry, Lori Lightfoot, Thanksgiving
is still going to do it. Yeah. Right. I'm sorry.
It's honoring to our country and our founding.
That makes us unique. Thanksgiving.
It shows us that we are a Judeo-Christian country that believed in God and unity.
Right.
But we're going to talk a little bit about traditions, and I have a gentleman by the name of Todd coming on, and he's going to talk about Oliver the Ornament. And the Oliver the Ornament, the First Lady selected this to read to these children at the Children's Hospital in Washington, D.C. So we're going to...
Such an honor.
Oh, it is such an honor. We're going to talk to the gentleman, Todd, and we're going to hear about Oliver, and we're going to hear about tradition. And he's actually got another really great book out about patriotism. And you know what, friends? This is Eyes Wide Open Radio. I'm Carol Parisi. Stephanie Trussell is in studio with me today. Yes, we are social distancing, but it's great to have another suburban mom here.
And supporting our president.
Amen. Right. And you want to stay right there because you don't want to miss a thing. Go visit us at eyesrightopen.org. Eyesrightopen.org. Get that constitution. We'd love to hear from you at info@eyesrightopen.org. Stay right there. Eyes Right Open.
Teach your children well.
Oh, yeah, friends, you're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. This is Carol Parisi, and in studio with me today is my friend, our friend, Stephanie Trussell. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey.
Oh, Stephanie, we need to teach our children
so
well.
Important. And, you know, the left starts indoctrinating them in preschool. That's why they want them in at 3 years. And so we need to be on the other side teaching them well from a young age.
And you know what we've lost, and we were talking about this during the break, is tradition and family values and value. And online with us, friends, we have a wonderful guest. I'm so excited. Todd Zimmerman. And Todd... thank you for joining Stephanie and myself here at Eyes Wide Open Radio. Friends, please download your constitution at eyeswideopen.org. But Todd, let's hear from you a little bit. And Stephanie and I are talking about values and family values and tradition and children. What does that have to do with you?
Well, first, thank you, Carol and Stephanie, for having me on your show today. So I'm thrilled to be here. You know, that the opening, Teach Your Children Well, I released a series of books called Oliver the Ornament. And these books take on the very positive message of teaching your children the importance of family tradition, teaching your children the importance of kindness. They celebrate the tradition of Christmas ornaments. And they're just really wonderful lessons for children and families to really take to heart, not just during the holiday season, but throughout the entire year.
Well, now, Todd, I have a question. How did you come up with this idea for Oliver the Ornament? And there's a lot I want to talk to you about, but how did you come up with this idea?
It's really quite a funny story. I was decorating a Christmas tree a number of years ago, and I was about to hang the last of about 200 ornaments on the tree. And somebody made a smart aleck comment saying, you don't have to hang every ornament on the tree. Well, I only had one ornament left at that time. And I looked at them and I said, what am I going to do with this one? Put him in the attic? He's going to miss all the fun this year at Christmas time. And everybody thought I was nuts. And meanwhile, the light went off in my head.
Oh, that's so cool.
A children's Christmas story about an ornament that gets left behind in the attic, and he's going to miss out on all the fun. And when the other ornaments go back to the attic in January, they're going to make fun of him because he missed out on all the fun. And, well, my wheels were spinning, you know, for the next 3 days. I knew I was onto something. And Christmas morning, I woke up at my parents' home in Wisconsin, and I went down to their computer and I wrote the story. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Now, the first, you know, this is a series, and I want to hear about the series, but the coolest thing with this is the elegant First Lady Melania Trump selected your first two books to be read in 2018 and 2019 at the Children's Hospital in D.C. How did that happen? That's so cool.
Well, it was, as I've said to so many people, it was one of the biggest honors of my life, will always be. My mom, who is one of the biggest fans Oliver could have had, called me in January of 2018 and said, you know, Todd, you need to get the book in the hands of the First Lady. And I'm like, and I just said, well, why do you think that? And she said, well, she has this Be Best initiative. It's all about kindness. It's about fighting bullying. And if you could get it in her hands, I know she would love it, and you know, maybe she could do something with it. I thought, well, that's a great idea, and so I wrote it on my list of things to do. And unfortunately, several months later, my mom passed away very, very suddenly. In August of that year, I was in my office and I was looking at my list of things to do, and I saw First Lady Outreach, and that, of course, was my mom's idea.
That's so a God wink from your mama right there.
For sure.
Well, you know, and it's funny. One of the characters in my story is that there are two angels named Marley and Joan, and my mom's name was Marley, and she's named after, she was the inspiration for one of the angels in the story. But so in August of that year, I saw this on my to-do list, and so I thought, well, I'm just going to send a copy of my book to the First Lady's chief of staff. And so that's what I did. Didn't ask for anything. Just said, I really admire what you're doing to combat bullying and to spread kindness. And I just, you know, an admirer of her work and what she's doing for, you know, for our nation. And in October of that year, I got contacted by the White House saying that the First Lady had selected my book. And would I be interested in participating in this, you know, tradition that dates back to Bess Truman and has been held by every First Lady since. Of course, I had to think about a millisecond to give
right.
the answer. Yes, of course.
Right.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness. What an honor. This is so amazing. When you describe putting 200 ornaments on your tree, are those ornaments just filled through the history of Christmas in your family and just putting it means so much? It's just not about throwing them on with a certain decor, but every ornament, because I know as moms, we have ornaments that the kid made a Coke can to look like Santa, and you find those and you keep them and you preserve those. Those are so important. They're part of our traditions.
Yeah.
Well, you're exactly right. And we've trademarked a line, and we incorporate this line into every book. And that line is, every ornament tells a story.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this whole theme is about, is that we find out how Oliver entered the family's collection. We find out how Marley and Joan and Abby entered the family's collection in this year's book. In last year's book, we find out how Belle entered the family's collection. But then what we do, and I think this is so important, that we end every book encouraging the family to sit down with each other and in front of their own Christmas tree and start telling the stories behind the different ornaments that are on their tree. And that's what my family did when I was growing up. That's what my family does now. And I know millions of families across the country, you know, do that. And they look at these ornaments and they say, oh, I got this from, yeah. you know, this is part of the collection from my grandmother.
Yep.
Or this is one that we got on our honeymoon. Or this is when we, you know, went to visit, you know, when we went traveling to Door County. Whatever it is, uh-huh. every ornament tells a story. So we love the fact that this is encouraging families to spend more time together.
You know, a couple things. First of all, I want to ask you, and then I want to get back to the ornaments and some of the traditions that you and I were talking about over the phone with these books. But how was your experience with the First Lady? What did she seem like? She's so elegant. She seems so
poised.
Yes, yes. What was your personal experience with Melania?
It's funny. There's been several now, Ooh. Which is just kind of, I have to kind of pinch myself that there's been several. So the first year, you know, I was, you know, nervous beyond belief. And so the way they have it set up is you're in a room, and the Secret Service is there, and they're going to, and then they have somebody from the hospital introducing you. And I was the last person to be introduced, and I'm standing right next to the book, and the CEO of the hospital says, Mrs. Trump, I would now like to introduce you to Todd. And he doesn't finish saying Zimmerman. And she's like, Todd Zimmerman, you're the one who wrote the book. She's like, I absolutely love your book.
Gosh, that is so awesome.
And, well, my first reaction was, you read it? And she says, of course I read it. That's why you're here. And then I said, well, no. And I catch myself in an expletive. I'm like, no, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm sitting in front of the First Lady making a fool out of myself. And
no.
Well, then we just both started laughing.
Oh my
God. She couldn't have been warmer or more kind. But then seeing her react with the children, that was just so incredible. She greeted every single child who was in the front row. And even as the cameras were leaving and the Secret Service was saying, okay, Mrs. Trump, it's time to leave. She paid no attention. She just continued greeting every single child.
Oh.
She left with one of the children, escorts is what they call them, at the hospital. And there's this little girl named Tariana who is has had many, many surgeries.
Mm.
And this little girl is just adorable. And she looked up at Mrs. Trump in just a really sweet, sweet way. And Mrs. Trump, rather than continuing holding her hand, bends down, picks her up and carries her out into the area with the Secret Service. It was a moment of just pure, it was a mom.
Those moments we don't see in the media.
No, we don't see that.
She's,
No, you don't. It was just a wonderful moment.
Can I ask a real superfluous question before we go to break real quick? This is totally superficial. She is gorgeous in person.
Right.
She
very important question. We are all thinking that, right?
She is on television.
I tell everyone this. Mm-hmm. I was sitting next to her, and you know, I'm thinking my mom is looking down.
Right.
I am sitting next to the First Lady of the United States of America. I don't believe I've ever seen anyone on the face of the earth or been this close to somebody so attractive in my entire life.
Hey, friends, you're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. That's Todd Zimmerman. Please, you want to stay right here. You're going to hear things at Eyes Wide Open you won't hear anywhere else. Please go visit our website at eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org, and we're going to tell you things about Oliver the Ornament right here at Eyes Wide Open. The children's laughter remind us how we used to be. You know, we got to remember who we are, friends. This is Carol Parisi with Stephanie Trussell. You're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. And please visit us. You could remember who we used to be by your constitution. You could download that at eyeswideopen.org. But we're getting close to this great holiday time. Thanksgiving is around the corner.
We need it.
Right, yeah, yeah. And you know what?
We need some happy and some cheer. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mayor Lightfoot. You
and
know
Governor
what?
J.B.
Yeah, There's traditions here. This is family, and family
and
is important.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And we have a special guest on the line with us, and it's Todd Zimmerman, and he wrote these great books, Oliver the Ornament. Actually, the First Lady selected these books to be read at the Children's Hospital in D.C. If you missed the first part of our interview, download our podcast at eyeswideopen.org or go to AM560. But Todd, we were talking about your experience with the First Lady.
We're so jealous. Right. To be in the room with her, that's amazing.
But you were saying how she, not only is she gorgeous and beautiful, her beauty is more than just skin deep. Her beauty is exemplified in her actions and her deeds. And let's talk a little bit about that, but I also want to talk about family and tradition. So take it away, Todd.
Well, I'll just say, you know, that we were talking about the first year when I met her and just being able to observe her. And as she's walking out and she's carrying Kariana out out of the foyer area that we held the event in, she turns around and she's like, Todd, I just want to thank you for participating in this. It was so wonderful for you to be here, of you to be here. And again, these are just things that, you know, she doesn't have to do that.
Integrity.
She doesn't have to. So she did it. And then last year, instead of being the last in line for the introduction, the way that the program has worked, I was the first in line. So again, the CEO of the hospital is about to start the introductions. And before he can even start the introductions, Mrs. Trump says, Todd, I'm so glad you could make it again this year. I'm so excited to be reading your book and continuing this wonderful tradition. And then I told her, I said, you know, Mrs. Trump, I'm like, the seventh book comes out in 2024. And she said, oh, Todd, I like the way you're thinking. So it was, you know, we just kind of had an inside laugh there. And, you know, we'll see what happens, of course. But it's no matter what happens, it truly was the honor of my life to, you know, have the First Lady select these books.
Well, you know what's so cool, Todd? You're going to offer a special promotion to our listeners, and we're going to hear about that in a little bit. And then I want to talk a little bit about the Patriotic spinoff. But first of all, I want to talk a little bit about tradition and how these books can be used for family tradition, for the holiday time, the Christmas time, Thanksgiving. Let our listeners hear a little bit about that, where they can have Oliver inspire their own family tradition. And I want to hear a little bit about Oliver himself here in the next 2 minutes.
Well, the first book starts on Thanksgiving night. In fact, the very first line in the book reads, the smell of Thanksgiving dinner was still in the air. The guests had left hours ago. I won't say any more. But what hundreds of thousands of families throughout the country have started doing, it started having this tradition where after Thanksgiving dinner, they read the story of Oliver the Ornament. I get so many emails from folks saying, you have no idea the impact you have had on our family's Thanksgiving evening. It used to be that we just ate and we got tired and maybe we played a game, but now we started reading this story. And then we read the next story during Christmas, and it's the Christmas season.
Now Oliver is actually an ornament. In the next minute or so, tell us a little bit about Oliver.
His character.
And why he's, his character and why he's so unique. Because he's actually an ornament. That's in part of this special promotion, correct?
Right. So Oliver is Oliver the Ornament. And so Oliver has a broken arm. And because he has a broken arm, he gets bullied by some of the other ornaments because he can't do certain things. But even though he's, you know, faced with adversity, he always has a positive attitude, and that positive attitude helps him save the day in every single book. So Oliver, even though he's got these challenges, is able to overcome these great odds and save others in the story.
So Oliver's an overcomer, huh?
Right.
He overcomes. Yeah. Well, and wait till you see the seventh book.
Well, even Christmas ornaments can bully people. I never thought about Christmas ornaments can be mean to other Christmas ornaments. Wow.
This is a really.
But they reform.
Good. It's a good ending.
Reform.
Happy ending. Very good.
You're going to offer a special promotion for our listeners. What's your website, real quick? And then we're going to bring you back here in the next minute or so after our break. So what's your website, real quick, Todd?
It's OliverTheOrnament.com.
OliverTheOrnament.com. And friends, you're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. I'm Carol Parisi. In studio with me is Stephanie Trussell. We have a special guest this hour, Todd Zimmerman. Last hour, we had Demetra Demonte talking about all the voter fraud. Stephanie and I are going to talk a little bit about the voting dead in a little bit. You don't want to miss a thing here at Eyes Wide Open Radio. Please visit our website at eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org. Download your Constitution, your Bill of Rights, and please, we'd love to hear from you. Any special traditions you have, email us at info@eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org, and go to oliverTheOrnament.com. You got to check it out. This is Eyes Wide Open Radio. Stay right there. Hey, welcome back to this great edition of Eyes Wide Open Radio. Please visit us, friends, at eyeswideopen.org. That's eyeswideopen.org. This is Carol Parisi. And in studio with me, Stephanie Trussell's here. Stephanie, who's our special guest right now?
Todd Zimmerman, author of an amazing book, Oliver, The Ornament. It's a beautiful package. I went on your website as well as Amazon. So you get the book and an ornament. That's so important.
Oliver, The Ornament, with his little bruised.
He has a little arm in a sling.
So Todd, you have a great special promotion for our listeners. Can you tell us about that promotion and how our listeners can get that right now? And then I do want to talk about the Patriotic spinoff after you tell us about the promotion.
And the Patriotic spinoff is actually part of this promotion. So I'll tell you a little bit about that first. So last summer, not this past summer, but the summer of 2019, I felt there was so much negativity being said about this wonderful country of ours. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, gosh, I wish I could come up with a story about Oliver for that would teach patriotism. And I thought, well, it's a Christmas story. How is that going to work out? And all of a sudden I'm in the room with that stores all our ornaments, grabbing all of my American flags up for the 4th of July. And I glance over and I see the ornament boxes. And I come up with this idea of Oliver Doodle Dandy.
That's so cute.
And it's a story about the children in our story, the children in the story going to the attic to retrieve their flags for the 4th of July. And they're shocked to see all the characters in the story dressed up in patriotic costumes practicing for their own 4th of July parade. And the children are shocked because they just think 4th of July is parades and fireworks,
right,
until each of the characters starts telling them, oh, no, it's about so much more. It's about the freedoms we have. It's about our great leaders. It's about our invention.
Yes.
It's about, in America, you can accomplish anything you dream possible.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's really, really meaningful for me because I'm a guy from Sheboygan, Wisconsin, comes from a middle-class family, a union family, a very proud family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the first to graduate from college in my family. And I'm sitting next to the First Lady of the United States
of
America.
Only in
reading
America.
My book.
America.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Only in America.
American exceptionalism. So, when I read the Oliver Doodle Dandy, I saw some of the stars that you had in there. And friend, you definitely want to get this book. But what stuck out to me was American exceptionalism. And you know what? America is an exceptional country because of our founding principles, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and we the people who they're trying to actually subvert.
Right and trying to rewrite and trying to, you know, make it something that it was. Well, I'm 55, so every Saturday we were treated to Schoolhouse Rock, and that's when I realized, when I had to examine, when did I first start loving our country? Because every Saturday they told us the history of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what makes this country so great. So I've been in love with America since I could watch Schoolhouse Rock, and those kids don't hear that, how great it is. It's almost embarrassing to say I love America and why we're so great.
You know what's so sad, and Todd, I do want folks to find out what's your special promotion, and then I'm going to share a little bit of my own personal American exceptionalism story. How do people get your, what is your special promotion, and can you tell us about that, and how can they get it?
So the special promotion is offered exclusively at OliverTheOrnament.com. And what it is if you purchase the first three Christmas books, you'll receive Oliver Doodle Dandy, which is a $20 book, free of charge.
Wow.
So you buy three books and you get one book. You get one book for free.
Now, can I ask you a question? Is that cute little ornament with those three books in that package too?
Yes.
Oh, that's a great package, friends. This is great.
Yes. That's amazing. It's
perfect. So the first book is sold with the ornament, mm-hmm, and the book in a gift package. And then the two other books are, the two other Christmas books are sold as standalone books. And then Oliver Doodle Dandy is a standalone book as well.
Wow. And that ornament, he's so cute. And the package is beautiful. It'd make a great Christmas gift. We got the holidays coming up. You get it. Could folks get it by Thanksgiving so they could start their own Thanksgiving? I guess everybody's going to be doing Zoom call Thanksgiving because, right. You know, Governor Pritzker, we won't get too close. But could they get it before Thanksgiving?
It's very hard. It's going to be very hard to eat my cousin's stuffing through a Zoom conference call.
3D Zoom, right.
Okay.
But don't tell anyone. They're still coming.
Okay. So chances are if we order it, we can probably get the book in hand in time enough to read it to your grandkids over the Zoom.
All right. Well, gosh, Todd, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Todd Zimmerman. And you definitely want to check out OliverTheOrnament.com. And a special, special, special book. And it was actually selected by the beautiful First Lady, Melania Trump, to read to the children in their hospital in Washington, D.C. So thank you, Todd.
Thank you, both of you, very much.
God bless. Great to talk to you.
And happy Thanksgiving, and God bless America.
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, God bless America. Wow. You know what, Stephanie? I love you. You got your Trump 2020.
Yeah, I'm trying to send him some good vibes.
Good vibes.
I wear my Trump visor when I can. And just whatever I can do, my flag is still flying in front of my house. My giant 4x4 Trump sign is still stuck in my yard. Until my president gives a concession speech, I am in it all the way with him.
And you know what? We've got to have faith. We've got to believe in America, believe in American exceptionalism. And you know something you and I were talking about before the show today, we was talking a little bit about how Donald J. Trump, some people question his faith.
Right.
Well, his pastor was Norman Vincent Peale. And you're talking about putting a good vibe out there. He was actually mentored by Napoleon Hill, where Napoleon Hill said, thoughts are things, we become what we think about, which was the very beginning of our Industrial Revolution, which made America so great, but biblical principles too.
It's so important.
So huge. So friends, you are listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio. I'm Carol Parisi. In studio with me is Stephanie Trussell. We've had some special guests on, Demetra Damonte, and Todd Zimmerman with Oliver the Ornament. You want to sit right there because Stephanie and I are going to be right back. We got some more great things to unpack for you here at Eyes Wide Open Radio. Please, we'd love to hear from you at info@eyeswideopen.org. info@eyeswideopen.org. Stay right there. This election is a thriller.
It is. Nail-biting at the edge of our seats, waiting.
Yes. Hey, friends, you're listening to Eyes Wide Open Radio right here from the belly of the beast, Chicago, Illinois. I'm Carol Parisi. Stephanie Trussell's our special guest host. Victor is kind of doing some underground stuff, hopefully helping POTUS. He will be back next week. Please visit us at eyeswideopen.org, eyeswideopen.org. And I know it's not Halloween. And we played Michael Jackson's Thriller. Well, guess what, Steph?
Let me guess. You know, could it possibly be, because we're from Illinois, we're accustomed to this, the people that don't have a pulse actually voted in our election?
The voting dead.
Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
I call them the voting dead. And you know what? We're going to honor some of the voting dead. They're from Georgia. Deborah Jean Christensen, she is from Roswell, Georgia. Mm-hmm. She passed on May of 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, and James Blelock of Covington, Georgia. He died at the age of 81 in 2006.
Okay.
And
oh, wow. So,
yeah,
quite 2006, some time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Linda Faye Seagraves Kessler from Nicholson, Georgia, 2003.
Mm-hmm. Have they no shame? At least get someone that recently died, like November 3rd or 4th or something, you know.
We got somebody from 2015, and that's Edward Squiwot, S-K-W-I-O-T, exactly, from Trenton, Georgia, 2015. So, friends, this is all substantiated information.
They tell us not to worry. It's nothing to see
nothing
here.
Nothing to see
just
here.
Just
nothing
keep,
to worry
keep
about.
Keep it moving. And this is the kind of stuff that they always say there isn't really true voter fraud, and we know that not to be true.
Well, you know what? If you go to the Heritage Foundation, mm-hmm. they have articulated specifically mm-hmm. where there is voter fraud. There is voter fraud, not just here in Chicago, but Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about these Stop the Steal.
Oh, yeah, these are so important.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now, if you're going on Facebook, since Facebook took it off, they allowed gay communism for socialism.
Instead of Stop the Steal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our First Amendment rights are under attack, folks. And those are going to be
on Sunday.
On Sunday at... Let's see. One is in Ogden Avenue in Lyons, and that's Cermak Woods, right?
Cermak Woods, right.
Okay.
8:30 to 9:30.
Okay. And then there's yeah, mm-hmm. there's two from 11 to 4. One is on Beesterfield Road and Arlington Heights Road in Elk Grove Village, and the other one is in Schaumburg from 11 to 4, and that's the old Macy's Furniture Store right over
Parking
there.
Lot. Okay.
Yeah, that's at Meacham and Golf Road. And then on the 22nd in Charlestown Mall in St. Charles from 11 to 4. So, you know, we will call it what it is. Yeah. It's stopping the steal.
Exactly. And that's so encouraging when we think that it doesn't matter in a state like Illinois. There's so many Trump supporters out there, and we may not be bold. Some of us have to be quiet Trump supporters, but it's nice to know that they're getting out there and ensuring our president the support that he deserves. And hey, and it's not over until he says it's over. And so
exactly. And you know what? The American people do deserve a free and fair election. This is against all of we the people.
All of our votes are at stake here. But
absolutely.
I got to say something really quick. When my radio job came to an end, Carol called me. I remember exactly where I was to say, I'm sorry about that. And she offered to pray with me. I want to tell you about her heart. When I was feeling kind of like down, like, what am I going to do? I was at a light. And she said, hey, I'm sorry to hear about that. Let's pray. And that's the kind of people that you meet in doing this business, going to events. And it's just when you called me and said, hey, do you want to come on? It's just you're just such a great person with such a great heart. It meant so much to me that you had kind words to say about me. But you said, hey, let's pray. And that's the kind of person that I want in my life. And so thank you, Carol. It's been a pleasure. And I've never worked with a female producer. Debbie is amazing.
She's amazing.
She keeps all these two talking mamas talking. You know, we'll start talking, going down a rabbit trail. She's like, hey, let's get back on
target.
She is amazing. Everything was great today.
Friends, thank you. That's Stephanie Trussell. You could hear her here at AM 560.
On December 5th, I'll be filling in for John Anthony.
And guess what? We'll be back next week at for Eyes Wide Open Radio. Friends, pray. Pray. Pray for truth to come out, because America, we love you. We need
the power
you.
Of prayer. We know how important that is.
Amen. And you know what? Come back next week and go visit us at eyesrightopen.org, eyesrightopen.org. Go get your special edition books for OliverTheOrnament.com. Mm-hmm. But join us next week at Eyes Wide Open Radio. Carol Parisi and Stephanie saying love you. Peace. Bye.
Bye-bye.